It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and today we're kind of talking about changing of the guard. Rick Merrill has been in the studio with us a number of times as the president of the board of the Tibbetts Opera Foundation, but the new president in the studio with us, Chris Dunbrock, but not unfamiliar with Tibbetts. Way back to high school, right, for you?
Yeah, way back to high school. Yeah, even at that time, junior high.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in a few productions in junior high and high school, and then it'd been a few years, and then I was asked to help do some productions in community theater, and it'd been a long time since I'd been on stage, and I thought, yeah, what the heck, you know, and at the same time, they asked my wife, Dusty, to costume, and that's kind of where she got her start. Yeah. She was a self-taught seamstress and kind of found her
and
niche.
Your girls have been involved in
They started through Tibbetts young audiences and all through all 4 years, each of them in the musicals in high school. So
a second tenor or a baritone?
Bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
See, no, I wouldn't have put that together.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Even in middle school?
Well, middle school, I guess you'd say you were a soprano back then, you know, because you know how that is.
Because you were a middle schooler. But so it's long been in your blood, obviously. Your folks attended the shows, and so it's been part of that. And actually, a legend in community theater and with the Tibbetts, J. Richard Colbeck, actually kind of brought you to the board, right?
Yeah, I was. I got on the community theater board, and he was president at that time, and there was a couple openings on the Tibbetts board, so he said, "Do you want to be on Tibbetts board?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So, right. You know, we have a big heart for Tibbetts, and it was kind of a good fit.
Well, you've been involved in a lot of other things in the community, too, with Farm Bureau and the Fair Board and all other stuff over the years, too. So you bring that leadership, which is, I know they truly appreciate that, at the Tibbetts. Christine Delaney, the executive director of the Tibbetts, with us. And Chris took over as part of the annual meeting the other night, in which you guys announced some actually, for a crazy year, some pretty good financial news.
It was kind of an amazing year. Kind of shocked us all. You know, things shut down. You have no idea what to happen. So you go into emergency mode. Emergency mode is cutting expenses everywhere you can and jump on the fundraising bandwagon. And we received a number of emergency grants, which were, you know, extremely helpful, especially for all the COVID updates that we had to do. We received the PPP loan, which was amazing. And, you know, totally unexpected, we also received a few estate gifts. We always talk about planned giving, and those are gifts that people, one of them, they were made back in 1968 and just reached us this year. And those estate gifts account for almost 100% of that profit that we saw. So, but we did a good year in spite of everything.
At the same time, as you're pushing the numbers, many of the productions you do, most of them really are profitable from a standpoint of raking in the money. So really, membership is a piece of that. So by not actually doing a lot of extra productions, that kind of helped too, right?
It did. We are a mission-based organization, so our purpose is to do those shows and to do those events and all the arts and stuff. And we do that at very low cost to the people who are attending and participating. I mean, that's our role in this community, is to provide the arts. And so, as I've always said, that membership and those sponsorships, that's what sustains all that programming. So you take the programming away and, oh yeah, it is a lot easier to make money. Mm-hmm. But that's not our mission. Yeah. Our mission is to do shows.
I would dare say probably the average ticket price is, what, 25, maybe 30 bucks at Tibbetts, where you go somewhere in a bigger city, you know, you're talking about $55, $60,
$70. Broadway show, you can't get in for under $100, you know, and that's a low price. That's up in the nosebleed section. So,
So Chris, going forward, I'm sure you've probably had tons of people say they can't wait till the theater doors open.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's part of our community, and people are just itching for something to do, you know. And I think when we get started back, I think attendance is going to be great.
Yeah. For you as president of the board, what kind of role do you see in all of this? And maybe for the board itself overall going forward?
Things have been going really good, and I just status quo, you know, just there to egg on the staff. You know, we've got such a great staff, and they've put in a lot of work.
Well, at the same time, interact with the community. And again, a huge thank you to the community for coming through, because a lot of organizations struggled during this downtime. But obviously, by the board challenge that you guys did, you guys put your money where your mouth was. But also all the other things that came in, the donations and membership came in, that shows that breadth of support.
Right. You know, and our auction, you know, was probably a little low this year, but, you know, from what the money that we made with the donations and the planned giving and like that, it's going to add to that. And so our coffers are going to be pretty good to go forward.
All right. Well, look forward to hearing from you throughout the next couple of years as president of the board. Chris Dunbach, who's the new president of the board of the Tibbetts Opera Foundation, and Christine Delaney, executive director of the Tibbetts, with us on this morning's edition of our Tibbetts Talk.